Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today will be cloudy, then rain beginning around 5 p.m. There is also a chance for thunderstorms. A high temperature of 77 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms mainly before 1 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, low around 52. Wind gusts as high as 24 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. New rainfall amounts between 1 and 2 inches possible. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 65. Northwest wind 13 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 24 miles an hour. And in the news for today, the city of Viroqua has received two funding grants for infrastructure and improvement projects intended for public works to take place in 2023 and 2024. As part of the Transportation Alternatives Program, the city of Viroqua is reviewing pedestrian and traffic safety on Main Street in downtown. The city is working with Strand Associates to lead the safety improvements planning process. The city is hosting a public meeting to share design concepts and gather input on safety and traffic improvements, as well as preferred streetscapes for an improved downtown experience, and it will be held on Thursday, September 23rd. The following interview with City Engineer Sarah Granger took place on Saturday's Driftless Weekend program with host Dave Creer. This is Sarah speaking.
We have a meeting coming up on September 23rd, which is a Thursday, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. It is a virtual meeting. It's going to be held through Zoom. So all that information about the Zoom link can be found on our website, which is viroqua-wisconsin.com. And you can either come through your computer through Zoom or your device through Zoom, or you can attend just by calling in. There is a call-in number if you don't have access to a computer. There is a lot of visuals that are going to be shown, so you obviously won't get to see as much of that, but there it's definitely going to have a discussion and input from anyone that attends. We have a lot of upcoming Main Street changes and decisions to make, and so this one is specifically about that downtown section of Main Street, but there is some improvements that are happening outside of Main Street under a different program. So we actually received two grants last year through the DOT, and one was a TAP grant, which is a Transportation Alternatives Program. That's that downtown one we're talking about. But we also received one called a HISIP, which is the Highway Safety Improvement Program grant, which is for outside of the downtown, and that one is more driven by the DOT. So the meeting that we're having on the 23rd is specific about the downtown portions and what we might be doing there. And the format is going to be similar to the meeting that we had in May, where we were gathering information. So there's going to be a presentation at the beginning talking about like information we've gathered and discussing some options that we'd like people to comment on. So we have four options that we're looking at, and these don't necessarily mean that that's the only four we can look at, but we're looking for feedback on them because they have different elements about them. And so we'll be going through those, and then we'll be having sessions where we gather information, and those will be smaller breakout sessions. So there's specific ones. The alternatives are looking at specific changes to like the actual formation of the downtown, such as like street markings, bump outs, crosswalks, those kinds of things. But we're also going to gather information about the streetscape and the feeling of the downtown Main Street, which is inclusive of the side streets as well. So we say Main Street, but some of the things that we're looking at are also, you know, Terhune, Court, and Jefferson are impacted by them. This time we've taken all that information and now we're going to make suggestions, and we want people to specifically talk about, you know, what their thoughts are on these kinds of suggestions.
Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.